Kekaloon author Eowyn Ivey has hit the jackpot with her first novel, The Snow Child. Her story about two homesteading Alaskans almost a century ago is capturing the attention of readers from Norway to Australia. The title was released in the U.S. this week to glowing reviews by writers and critics. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer spoke with the author at Fireside Books in Palmer, where she was signing copies of the novel.
Eowyn Ivey seems to be making the transition from Matanuska Valley wife and mother of two to the focus of international literary attention with as little fuss as possible. At Fireside Books, she's signing copies of The Snow Child for buyers, then packing them up herself in cardboard cartons for shipment to book lovers out of state. Husband Sam helps by hauling the book-heavy cartons out to the car, braving Palmer's fierce winds and a blustering of snow. Local fans bring their copies to be autographed, too. They all know her, or at least of her. Eowyn Ivey grew up in Alaska. She credits her mother with encouraging her to write.
It was a part of how I was raised. She's a big fan of books. She's a poet, actually, and writes poetry. And so literature was always very much a part of my life growing up.
Her unusual name, from a character in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, may have marked her as a writer, literally from birth.
And people never used to recognize it until the movies came out.
After college, Ivy did a 10-year stint on the Frontiersman newspaper. She says reporting helped shape her writer's discipline, but didn't leave time for personal craft. It was when she started working part-time at the bookstore that the creative muse came calling.
It was the strangest experience because it was instantaneous. Right when I saw the little kid's book, and it was just a real short children's book, so I read it standing there as I was getting ready to shelve it, and I knew right then that this was the storyline I had been looking for, because I'd always, I'm going to write about Alaska, it's the place I know and I love, but I'd always wanted to write something that had a little bit of magic to it, but I hadn't found the path into that. So right when I saw it, I knew I had the plot line. I didn't know how it would all unfold, who the characters would be, but I knew it was going to work.
The Snow Child is based on an old Russian fable, but it's not a story for children. Ivy's portrayal of a post-middle-aged couple carrying heart-wrenching inner demons and despair through the dead of a 1920s Alaska winter is no fairy tale.
All along, I had all these possible endings, but I didn't know where it was going to go, which was surprising to me. And until the very last chapters, I wasn't positive what was going to happen. And I don't want to give it away, so I won't say that.
But the elusive child of the title sparkles through the couple's lives like sunlight dazzling fresh powder. And Ivy's writing makes the reader hear the crusty croak of the raven, see the muted glow of oil lamp light on log walls, and feel the harsh warmth of a wood stove. Again, she credits family encouragement with honing her skill.
I think I did the best writing when my mom and I came up with a pact where she would give me a poem each week and I would give her a chapter each week. And the idea was we wouldn't overly critique each other. It was just a deadline. And we would read it, tell each other what we liked about it, and then on to the next one. And that was how I wrote The Snow Child over the course of about a year. Just, you know, turning it over quickly, moving on to the next one, and that pace worked well.
Once she decided to tackle the book, Ivy converted a closet into a home office and wrote 2 hours every night. She hadn't completed the novel when she attended Homer's Kachemak Bay Writers Conference and made a fortunate connection with literary scout Jeff Kleinman.
And I didn't have it with me. I didn't have the manuscript with me because I hadn't intended to do that. But eventually my husband got him faxing, emailing all this rigmarole, and the next day he offered to represent it. So that's, to me, is completely contrary to how I thought things would go. And then it was, you know, we worked together, I finished the manuscript, he helped me with some revisions, and then he began sending it out to publishers. And when Little Brown acquired it, instantaneously it was acquired by publishers in Europe and around the world, which was, again, completely contrary to what I expected.
It seemed destined. There was no flurry of rejection slips from publishers. Instead, The Snow Child was released in France, Norway, Sweden, Italy, and England before its American debut. Ivy herself seems to be taking her newfound celebrity in stride.
I feel like I have a very clear sense of how I want my life to be, and I'm very content with my life. And so as much as I want to support the book and I'll do some traveling, I want to retain the lifestyle I've had these last years.
Eowyn Ivey's first novel may presage many more to come. She's already gathering background for her next work. I'm Ellen Lockyer.